coming up on Utica County Radio, hosted by Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. We will get into ARAG legal issues, the top legal issues that people are facing, and also the costs behind the legal proceedings. It's an interesting conversation. You don't want to go anywhere. Again, Utica County Radio starts right now.
Whitaker and Hamer presents
Utica County with Joshua Whitaker and Joseph Hamer.
Welcome into Utica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. They've got offices almost everywhere: Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. Remember, Whitaker and Hamer, they want to be your law firm for life. And Josh and Joe are practicing attorneys here in the great state of North Carolina. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week we hit some legal topics. We have some Q&A. You're going to have questions possibly about a legal situation you're facing. You can always call Whitaker and Hamer, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information, briefly what the call is about, and an attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch. And Josh and Joe, I bring you in. And before we jump into what's been happening, we're gonna offer up some free spots. These are consults. Explain what's going to happen if they're fortunate enough to grab one of these.
Well, Morgan, you know, we did this a couple of weeks ago, and I liked it. We got a lot of calls, and we got a chance to set up some consults with listeners and get them into the estate planning frame of mind, and I like that. And so I figured we'd do that one more time. I figured, okay, you know, we're here at the top of the show, and we're gonna offer five free estate planning consults with one of our estate planning attorneys. And as a reminder, we're only practicing in North Carolina. You know, like Morgan says, we have offices across the state of North Carolina. We can do these consults in person. We can do them by Zoom. We can do them by phone, whatever works for you. But we got a lot of calls, and we went ahead and tried to take everybody who called last week. We had some folks who couldn't get scheduled. So I think we got the most everybody, but we couldn't get everybody. So we're saying the first five to call in, but call in anyway, even if you don't think you're one of the first five, because we still might be able to get you in.
Yeah, there's a waiting list, right? We've got the velvet ropes out. You know, we get five in, and then, you know, they can stack up at the velvet rope area. And then if one of the five exits or doesn't show up, we let somebody else in.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. So we don't, you know, we're not charging. It's a free consult. There's no obligation. We're going to meet with you, get the information that we would normally get from a client who's coming to us to possibly do an estate plan, and talk to you about the documents you'll need and go over any questions that you have. And so we enjoyed that. I think we want to do that again. So, don't email us to do this. Don't call in the law firm's main number. You need to call into the show's number. And Morgan, I know you have that.
Yeah, the 800 number is, again, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Again, just say, hey, I want one of those free consults, again, estate planning, and you'll grab one. 800-659-1186. All right, so the ARAG legal issues top 10. Again, this obviously grabbed your attention. You wanted to discuss it today.
And we're going to get there. We're going to get there. But first, I think me and Joseph were talking earlier, and we had a more pressing question. And that was, I think we're going to poll us here. What is your favorite, or your more favorite? I assume they're both favorites. What is your favorite Space Jam movie? The first Space Jam or the second Space Jam? The Michael Jordan Space Jam or the LeBron James Space Jam?
Oh, hands down. In my opinion, first.
It's not a very,
and you've seen
very easy question to answer, man.
I don't think it
you
is.
Think so?
I don't think it is.
Really?
No. Really.
It's
I'm kind of anti LeBron, so I watched the I guess I watched the trailer on the second one. But Jordan's Jordan. Anyway, the first one, I'm kind of an older guy. I like the first one.
You know,
that's what you're saying too, just
you know. Yeah, probably, man. If for nothing else, in the sake of nostalgia, like I sent you the song, one of the main song, the soundtrack for that. First of all, what song? Tell me one song off of the soundtrack for Space Jam 2.
I couldn't do it.
Space Jam 1 soundtrack is completely iconic, man. You understand how good it was? Quad City DJs. You had R. Kelly. You had I Believe I Can Fly.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah, that was big time. That was big time. Yeah.
Even the movie was terrible.
I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah, off of the strength of the soundtrack alone, I think it edges it out, man.
I don't like Michael Jordan as much as the next guy.
I don't either. Right. I'm not a huge fan.
But I did like Larry Bird being in there. I did like Larry Johnson being in there. Bill Murray, right?
Patrick Ewing.
Charles Barkley.
And John Bradley, Muggsy Bogues.
I think you're answering your own question here, man.
And I would have until a few weeks ago, I think I would have told you the first Space Jam is my favorite. But I tell you what, I think I like the second Space Jam because I don't like LeBron James either, but I didn't like Michael Jordan. So that's kind of even, right?
Yeah.
But
it
like,
cancels each other out. I guess.
The second Space Jam came out during COVID when you couldn't go to the movie theaters. And so we were streaming it at the house, and I got three boys, but two of my smaller boys made like tickets and invited the family over like it was a movie in there. So I have that nice memory of Space Jam 2. But also, they had more cartoon characters.
They did.
They had more of the old school.
I probably like the concept better. I probably like the concept better. But if your kids were alive during Space Jam 1, man, they would have had the tape version of the soundtrack. And they'd have been blaring it in their little portable boombox all day. And you'd have those type of beautiful nostalgic memories as well, man.
I did not think today when that question came up I would go with Space Jam 2. But I'm going with what's the official name? It's just called Space Jam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are they both called just called Space Jam?
Space Jam, yeah.
Yeah, there's probably some little phrase after the second one, the return of whatever. I don't know.
It's a new legacy.
But,
new legacy.
Hold on. I wonder if we'll ever see like remakes to the extent that we saw it like in the 2000s, like whenever like Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah, we will, man, because there's not a lot of original ideas out there, man. So it's all coming.
But
at full circle again.
at the turn of the millennium, everybody did a such and such 2000
version. Yeah.
And we won't get that again until what, 3000?
I know we won't get another. Like, well, there's not. We won't get another soundtrack as good as the original Space Jam soundtrack for a very.
Are
long
you looking
time.
At it?
Of course I'm looking at.
Are
it,
you
man.
Looking at?
Honestly, I might just put it on in the background and not even listen to you guys this entire time. It's really good.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if you had any other songs.
It's got a lot of every song on it. There's very few songs that are not just certified bangers. Look, the first thing if you Google it is, why is the Space Jam soundtrack so good? fantastic.
What?
Fly Like an Eagle.
All right. Well, you know, what? Yeah, but that was on, I guess that was on the soundtrack,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Come on.
It wasn't written for the soundtrack.
But it was on the soundtrack. Oh, my God. Every song on here. Jeez, man. Jeez.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam.
Yes.
Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right.
Let that be the whole show, literally. Just play that song the whole show. Ratings through the roof. Everyone, no one would even have legal problems anymore, man. Because they'd hear the song.
Be a lot of
peace on Earth. That should have been the State of the Union, man. They should have just blared that.
That'd be a lot of people texting each other. Hey, man, you got to listen to this new station. It's all Space Jam. All right. Now that we've figured that out, I guess Space Jam original 1-2-1. But all right. So ARAGs. You might not know this. There's legal insurance, right? There's a lot of insurers, just like Blue Cross Blue Shield, United Healthcare or medical insurers. There's a lot of insurance companies that provide legal insurance, and a lot of folks get that as a benefit through their employer. ARAG is a legal insurance company. Some people call it ARAG, some people call it AROG, but ARAG is a legal insurance company, and they have issued a top 10 list that I found fascinating and figured we would talk about. You know, over at Whitaker and Hamer, our big slogan here is your law firm for life. And the way we're set up with our attorneys is that we can help you with any issue a normal person encounters during their life, good and bad, right? And if for some reason we can't help you, we can get someone involved that can. But this is ARAG's, ARAG's top 10 legal issues the average person faces in their lifetime, top 10 legal needs for an average person, and the average cost, and this is a national cost, so some of them are accurate for our area. But I wanted to kind of go through that, kind of as some talking points. So, you know, Joe, what do you think? Well, Joe, you've seen the list. Morgan, what do you think would be number one, the number one legal need for an average person?
Just by the rate of divorce, I'm going to say family law, and it would have something to do with divorce.
That's coming up, but no, that's not number one.
Okay, that would be my guess.
Number one, the number one legal issue that most people will have to face, they've just got wills here. Wills.
Got it.
Yeah. Right? So that ties in pretty good to our little first five callers. And then maybe some callers after the first five get the opportunity to have a free consultation with one of our attorneys regarding wills, regarding estate planning. And so this list, they say wills is the number one average legal need. They say a simple will takes an attorney about 4 hours normally, 4 hours of attorney work to consult with you, draft, get everything signed. So it's like a 4-hour process. And the average cost of attorney's fees, according to this, the national average for a simple will, $1,375.
Well, I think we got to go back to the drawing board and reassess our fees here, brother. I think we're giving our clients a bargain.
So, you know, right. That's a national average. So it'll be more expensive in some places, less expensive in others. We rarely ever just prepare a will.
Yep.
We can, and we've been asked to, and we will if that's the request. But usually we're putting your will together with a trust, with some power of attorneys, with you know, things like that. So that's why we say estate planning and not just wills, because estate planning is more than just a will, or can be, you know. So I thought that was interesting. $1,375, 4 hours of attorney time for a simple will. But that is the one. That's like the one thing everybody's going to have to deal with at some time. You need a will, right? You need to plan for your estate. You'll have family members pass away and have to deal with a will, have to deal with estate administration.
And you're going to die too. So, just to be clear, like every single person listening to this. At some point, yeah, you're going down.
Your ticket will be punched. Yes,
yeah. we have an ad we run sometimes, and it's of these calming waves, and it's got these words right flashing across the screen. So it's got these calming waves, ocean waves, and it's got this calming music, and then it tells you that everybody's gonna die, right? No matter what, 100% of you are gonna die.
Feel good. Yeah, I like it.
Take me to the ocean when I do, man. Fully intact. just like I am, man. Just drop me in deep.
Get up. Yeah. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam.
All right. Well, we are up against a break. We're jamming. And we are going to be back on the other side. We'll talk more about the ARAG legal issues top 10. And number one is, of course, what we're going to offer today, and that is the will. Again, it is about estate planning. We have five spots on the calendar with Whitaker and Hamer, and you can call at any time during the show. These are complimentary. 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. And again, if you want to throw a question at us for a future program, you can always do that. info@judicacounty.com. Again, we have Judica County Radio coming up on the other side. Again, we'll hit that top 10 legal issues and what the costs are. Again, we've already hit wills. We've got nine more to go. That's coming up. We'll be right back. Welcome back into Judica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. Offices located all over the state: Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. Remember, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, your law firm for life. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. We are talking about the ARAG legal issues that are out there, the top 10. We've talked about the first one, will. We'll probably kind of revisit that just a little bit. But Josh and Joe, I mean, top 10 plus, these are legal issues people are facing and the cost behind them. And again, we're going with the national average. And I believe the will was just under $1,400 across the country, 13 and some change. But again, just so you have an idea of some of the legal issues you could be facing and the cost behind them. But what's up next?
All right. So again, ARAG, a legal insurance company, they are their top 10 legal issues that their average client deals with. Number one was wills. Number two, Morgan, this was your guess. This was divorce. And specifically, they're actually just they're just putting in divorce, uncontested divorce. Divorce kind of comes under the family law banner, and we have several attorneys that practice family law here at the firm, but that could be, you know, that's where you talk about separation, alimony, equitable
distribution.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Some
distribution. I was about to say disbursement.
I'm here for you.
Child custody, you know, child support, all these things kind of fall under this family law header. Divorce, uncontested, I guess that is the most common nationwide. And so uncontested divorce, the average cost on the national level is $2,744.
Seems.
And it runs much less.
Yeah,
in
I was
going to
say, it seems steep, man. A lot of these seem steep.
Yeah. A true uncontested divorce in North Carolina is much, much cheaper than that normally. But a true uncontested divorce is you've taken care of all your issues. You don't need a separation agreement from the attorney. An uncontested divorce is literally just getting a divorce granted after you've been separated for 1 year. So uncontested divorce as the number two, according to the ARAG list of top 10 legal issues their clients face. Divorce is number two. Anybody want to guess on number three? Joe's seen the list. So I really guess Morgan's the only one guessing.
Yeah, I can't.
All right,
I can't guess.
I'm gonna say traffic.
Traffic.
My
traffic
gosh.
Is the number three.
You're a soothsayer, Morgan.
Minor. Minor. I thought that would be number one. Well, wills makes sense to be number one.
It makes a lot of sense too. When after a divorce came up, not number one, I'm like, well, it's probably traffic because we're all dealing with traffic at some point.
Yeah, everybody's
right?
gonna die, right, but right. not everybody's gonna get a traffic ticket, you know, and not everybody's gonna get divorced, you know. So, a lot of people are gonna get divorced.
So traffic citations, minor offenses, speeding, registration. You know, we're not talking about felonies or DUIs, but minor traffic offenses usually take about 3 hours of attorney's time to resolve, according to this list, and the average cost, $1,000.
Jesus.
$1,029.
I feel like some of these values are a little bit inflated, brother.
Well, a speeding ticket, depending on how fast you're going, should come in under that in North Carolina.
Maybe if you're going 800 miles an hour. Just break the sound barrier, maybe.
So that is number three. That is number three. We obviously have attorneys here at the firm who handle traffic and criminals, so we do get that call quite a bit, kind of across the state, and that's very locality specific. If you get a speeding ticket in Wake versus a speeding ticket in Mecklenburg versus a speeding ticket in Guilford County, all these counties kind of have. You know, there's a statutory framework, but they all have their different things that they do and how DAs handle certain things. But anyway, number three was traffic. I don't know. You want to guess on number four while we're guessing, or are you tired of guessing?
No, I'll guess somewhere in the real estate area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, number four is the sell or purchase of a home.
Jeez, man. Morgan's on fire.
And I promise you, I don't have it up here. I have no idea. I'm just so I'm pretty much three for four. I feel pretty good, but
yeah,
I know I'm going to need some help.
Yeah, we're going to run out of options.
Need some help
soon,
on
man.
These others. Yeah, pretty much.
We you know, here at the firm has done literally. I don't think people believe me when I say this, but the firm has done tens of thousands of real estate
billion
transactions, real estate closings over the years. We have a little ticker on our website and we update it every year, and I think the last time I saw it get updated we were at 66,000 real estate transactions over our 20 years.
Wow.
So we've seen about all there is to see with a real estate transaction. Here this list, it's number four,
but it's number one
average hours. average hours for attorneys to resolve this has 6 hours, and the cost, they have $2,058. The average cost nationwide for the sale purchase of a home, $2,058. Yeah. Again, North Carolina runs a little on the cheaper side.
I was going to say, Joe, how does that compare to with what we have in
well,
this area?
Well, so the different states are different, right? And so you have some states that are title states and some states that are attorney states. So they could be looking at states where title insurance is a part of that equation. And if you add in title insurance, you're probably getting close to that here in North Carolina. But if we're talking strictly attorney's fees, you're usually going to be anywhere from $950 to $1,400, somewhere in that range. So it's not terribly far off, but it's still a little higher than it is in this area, I'd say.
And I'm not going to make you guess this next one. This next one, number five, trusts, right?
Okay.
So we talked, our number one on this list was wills, and we talked about how wills, we kind of have it under the estate planning header at our firm. Trust is also under that header, but here it's separated out. So a trust, the most common is a revocable trust, average attorney hours to resolve 5 at a cost of $1,715. And so trusts are a good tool. They're a good estate planning tool. They do a lot for folks. It's a good asset protection device. We talk to a lot of people about trust. And fees can range. It really depends on how complicated. You can make trust very, very complex. They can be very, very simple, just like a will. A will can be very, very simple, everything to Josh, or they can be very, very complicated. And you can put limitations on beneficiaries when they inherit, what they can do with it. So you can get as controlling, really dial it down, or simple. So fees can range. But on the ARAG legal insurance top 10 legal issues list, trusts come in at number 5. We got 5.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, we
I can't
do.
Wait.
And this is a good opportunity to remind our listeners that there you get a chance to get a consult complimentary. If you've got any questions about wills, estate planning, you can call, grab one of these appointments right now, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information, briefly what the call's about, and obviously just say, hey, I want one of the consults, and you will grab one. Again, that's 800-659-1186. And again, if you've got any questions of your own you'd like to hear the show tackle at some point in the future, you can send those questions to us, info@judicacounty.com. Okay, so we're through 5, will number 1, divorce, family law number 2, traffic 3, looks like home, real estate, closings, that kind of thing, number 4, and then trusts at number 5. We have 5 to go. Nonviolent misdemeanor, is that in there anywhere?
Nah, you got something you got anything you want to tell us, Morgan?
No. I was just taking a wild guess.
So we'll go ahead and take this chance to field some listener questions in the upcoming segments, and then we'll get back together here in a segment or two and finish out this list.
All right, that sounds good. All right, here's the number again, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. We have 5 consults. Again, it's about estate planning. If you've got any questions there, you can certainly grab one. They are complimentary. 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. We'll return with more Judica County Radio, and we've got question and answer on the other side. Welcome back into Judica County Radio. Your hosts, Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, they're attorneys. They're the managing partners at Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. And again, practicing attorneys here in North Carolina. Offices located conveniently for you in Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay Varina, Gastonia, and in Morehead City. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. Each and every week, the attorneys go back and forth on legal topics. So we are hitting question and answer on real estate today. If you've got a legal situation you're facing, you can always call Whitaker and Hamer, 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information, briefly what the call's about, and an attorney will be in touch with you, 800-659-1186. Or email your questions to the show. We'll answer it on a future broadcast. It's info@judicacounty.com. That's info@judicacounty.com. Again, Q&A, real estate the focus. Josh?
Yeah, yeah, we had some. We had a real estate question before the break, but we're gonna move into something else. We might come back to real estate, but this next one, this guy asking this question, I'm trying to boil it down because it's like a paragraph. But basically, this guy was in a car accident, right? He was in a car accident. The parties couldn't settle. He was not at fault. He was injured significantly or severely, and they ended up going to trial, right? Because that's what happens. You're in an accident. Sometimes you try to meet, you know, there's a mediation and there's a whole process to try to settle a personal injury claim. A lot of times they won't settle, and so you have to prepare for and go to trial. So this one went to trial. Our guy won a judgment. It doesn't have an amount here. I'm going to say it was $1 million. And he's basically asking, now what? So he won the trial. The insurance company was on the hook for a small amount, let's say really small, let's say $30,000. So he gets a judgment against the driver that hit him for $1 million. That driver has insurance, but not enough to cover it. So that insurance company just turns over what they owe. And his question is now what? And so basically this could be any situation where you have a judgment against somebody. It's nice when there's insurance there to cover it. A lot of times that's what personal injury attorneys are looking for. They're looking for insurance coverage. So sometimes you sue people and they're what we call judgment proof, meaning you can get a $50 million judgment against a defendant, but that defendant may be judgment proof. What does that mean, Joe? What does it mean when somebody's judgment proof?
So, yeah, basically, if you're judgment proof, it just means that there's nothing for you, own nothing that a judgment could attach to, right? So you don't have real property that a lien could be placed on. You don't have, there's just no way for you to realize any value from this judgment. So you could have a $10 billion judgment against somebody, but it's only as good and as valuable as the person that the judgment is against.
Yeah, this, you know, when we have folks who move, you know, me and Joe, it's a good time to remind you that we're only licensed to practice in North Carolina, so we're always talking about North Carolina law. But when people move here from other states like Florida and Texas and New York, they ask me questions at closing about what do they need to do to set this up as a homestead. They ask about homestead exceptions, and in some states you can exempt your residents from a judgment. That's what a homestead exception here. In North Carolina, you don't really have a homestead exception. You have statutes that reserve a certain amount of equity in your home, a certain amount of equity in a vehicle, certain personal effects. So the statutes automatically protect some of your more basic property from the execution of a judgment, protect it in a bankruptcy, that kind of thing. And so when we go out to serve our $1 million judgment on this defendant, he's got to have something in, he's got to own something in excess of what's protected by statute. And a lot of people don't own anything in excess of what's protected by statute. You know, if you have a super, you know, fancy car, a lot of that equity in that car, if you have any, is not going to be protected. If you have a big house, you know, only a certain amount of equity is protected. And so this lien, this judgment lien, can attach to everything you own that's not protected by the North Carolina, it's exemption statute. So that's what judgment proof means. Like, I can try to collect on this judgment, and the sheriff will go out there, not be able to find anything to sell. Not, you know, you can use a judgment to foreclose on real property, but there has to be real property that's not exempt for you to be able to do that. And so there's a lot of protections against a debtor to a certain extent. And so a lot of times personal injury attorneys will look at that. They'll say, okay, this is all the insurance that's available, but we know these folks own this or they own that. But that is, that's what's next. And then the other thing that could be next is it could be appealed, right? You know, if you go to Superior Court in Wake County and you lose, you might have an appealable issue, and you can go to the North Carolina Court of Appeals if you have an appealable issue. So that's the other thing that could happen. You either have to go ahead and start collecting this judgment, or in a certain amount of time, the defendant can appeal it to the Court of Appeals. I think that answers this guy's question, what happens now?
Yeah, you're welcome, guy. That's a good answer, man.
Well, I lost my next question, so
you were in the zone on that one, man. Like, if you never answered another question, like, that's your...
Slam
dunk.
I feel like we've done that one before.
It's a walk-off question.
Yeah, it's a walk-off. We should do that more, man. Get better and better at answering the same question every week, man.
All right, I'm about to my next question here.
All right, well, I'll do this. You're listening to Judica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer. They're the managing partners at Whitaker and Hamer. And again, office is conveniently located for you. Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay Varina, Gastonia, and Moorhead City. And their motto, your law firm for life, Whitaker and Hamer. If you've got a legal situation that you're facing, look, we get it. It can be frustrating. You can get answers to your questions by calling Whitaker and Hamer, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Leave your contact info. Briefly, what the call's about, and an attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch. We are in the middle of question and answer, doing some real estate, doing a car accident question there. What's up next, Josh?
The next question I have, I'm going to bounce back to real estate, because the next question is a private road question, and we just talked about an easement. Usually easements, another word for those in the vernacular, is a private road, right? An access easement. And so here we've got someone who has access. That's not the issue. So they've gotten over that issue. They have access to a main road versus a private road. But their question is maintenance. And so they're basically asking, hey, we purchased a home. Several homes in the cul-de-sac share a private road. There is no maintenance agreement. How do we go about maintaining the private road? And so that actually comes up quite a bit. Joe, you probably see that a lot.
Yeah, I see it a good amount, man, a good amount. And it's one of those things, and you know, kind of to piggyback on that private road maintenance agreement issue, you've also got a lot of people don't understand that when a new subdivision is developed around these parts, the roads aren't automatically made public, right? Like you're going to, the plat of the subdivision is going to be the dedication of those roads to become public. But for them to be accepted, there's various things that have to happen, and there's standards that must be met for the NCDOT or whatever municipality is going to be maintaining these roads to accept them. So there's also going to be a component in those situations where a road is going to ultimately be public, but it's the same concept. You need an agreement in place dictating how the maintenance of that road is going to take place. So you're going to set forth who's responsible for it, whether it's an individual, whether it's a developer, whether it's a group of people. And the more firmly and the more, you know, the more well spelled out you can talk about the obligations of each person and what they're going to do and what they're going to owe and what the maintenance obligation is going to be, the better.
Yeah, a lot of these, when I think about private maintenance, a private road, in my mind, I'm thinking about a country road. Yeah, it comes off like a highway, like off Highway 401, and not a planned subdivision, kind of like family land that's been sold over the years, and so it wasn't created with a purpose of other people coming in, and so you end up with a situation where you might have access, which is what a closing attorney is concerned about. They want to make sure you have access if you go buy this property, but the closing attorney is not very concerned about maintenance. But when that comes up, everybody does have an obligation for maintenance, but how are you going to enforce it? How are you going to get everybody to chip in? And this is a big problem. You know, we have some clients up in the mountains, and this is always a big problem in the mountains because a lot of those mountain roads see some pretty bad weather, and they have to be – some of those mountain roads are scary, those gravel mountain roads.
Yeah, man, they're scary, dude. They're scary to drive on. There's bears.
And they have to be maintained.
And they have to be maintained.
And that can be kind of costly. And so most homeowners get together and figure it out. There's always one homeowner who doesn't want to or isn't able to contribute, and you kind of have to figure that out. But hopefully there's a recorded maintenance agreement, you know, and that's something you can ask about. If you're buying a home on a private road, your closing attorney is going to make sure you have good access.
That's something you
watch out for bears.
About.
Watch out for bears.
Watch out for bears, man. You know.
But maintenance is sometimes a good question to ask, because that's a question that can kind of dangle.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to have those questions dangling. All right, Judica County Radio, Josh Whitaker, Joe Hamer, they're your hosts. They're also the managing partners at Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. They have offices almost in every corner. They're kind of like a Starbucks or a McDonald's. Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay Varina, Gastonia, and Moorhead City. Again, Whitaker and Hamer, the motto, your law firm for life. If you've got a legal question you're facing, you need some answers, you can always call the firm. 800-659-1186. 1-866. Leave your contact info, briefly what the call's about, and an attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch. Again, the number 800-659-1186, and you can always email your questions to the radio show. We'll answer them on a future broadcast, info@JuticaCounty.com. When we return, we've got more question and answer with Josh and Joe. Welcome back into Judica County Radio. Your hosts are Josh Whitaker and Joe Hamer, managing partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. Of course, Whitaker and Hamer, the power behind this program. They have offices located conveniently for you. Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. I'm Morgan Patrick, consumer advocate. If you've got a legal situation you're facing, you can always call the firm and get some answers to those questions. 800-659-1186, 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information, briefly what the call's about, and an attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch. And you can email your questions to the show. We'll answer them on a future broadcast, info@JuticaCounty.com. Josh, take it away.
You know, when we do this, when we sit around and answer these questions, we hope it's useful. I think the hope is it's entertaining and useful, but at least, yeah. At the very least, useful.
Yeah, yeah.
And we take these questions as they come, and some of them are more interesting than others. But anyway, with that said, here's the first question I got out of our pile here is, how do you get your court case continued? All right, that's the question. How do you get your court case continued? Now, they're not telling us what kind of case it is, so we're going to have to go through a couple of cases here, but how do you get your court case continued?
You walk in. Front kick to the door, bam, smack it open, storm in. No, it's you go and you ask for a continuance, man. That's really it. And like you said, the court is going to have leniency in some situations, and they're going to be less lenient in others, and they're going to look at a variety of factors. And you know, if this is the first time you've come to court, it's a minor infraction or offense, assuming that this is some kind of a criminal matter, you're likely to get a continuance fairly easily, right?
Yeah, I think in traffic court, you know, small claims court, maybe some district court, you know, it's easier to get a continuance. And like you said,
at least and maybe several times, right? Like there's traffic tickets that you may be able to get several continuances on.
Now you might have to give a reason, yeah. You know, and an attorney would, you know, if you've got an attorney and you're going to let the attorney know ahead of time, the attorney can probably do more than you can walking in the day of. But there's the court understands, and there's some things built in. Now it's hard to do without actually being there.
Yeah.
Right. So you've already made the trip down, and
but that being said,
but once you move up to like Superior Court, Court of Appeals, yeah. Continuances aren't doled out easily.
No, you're gonna need a fairly compelling reason, especially after that initial continuance, if you get that.
Yeah, so you know, when they're setting stuff, Superior Court is very regimented. Things get set for mediation, they get set for trial, and you know, the courts just aren't going to move that because that inconveniences. You know, once you get to the Superior Court level, you've got witnesses, you've got jurors, you've got, you know, attorneys, you've got parties, and usually a lot's riding on it, and it's not as easy to move, and so yeah, you should always be ready to deal with a case when it's scheduled, because it's you know, things happen, people go, you know, have to go to the hospital, you have health, you have things, but you know, the dog eating your homework kind of stuff is not gonna go over very well.
That's true. And has that ever worked for anything in the history of things?
I think I knew somebody whose dog actually did chew up their homework.
Yeah.
I don't know if it worked.
But even if they did, like, did it work? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's the most tragic thing that can happen to you. Like, if that genuinely happens to you and you have to give that as a legitimate reason, you're going to have a tough time.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways.
All right. So that question was easy enough.
That's a good question.
But I remember, you know, I've seen people in traffic court, you know, which is designed, you know, for folks without attorneys, and you get to talk to the judge, you get to talk to the ADA. But I've seen people, you know, yeah, with like on their eighth continuance, you know, or whatever. And sometimes you're waiting for something else to happen, But that's definitely not the rule. That's the exception, I would think.
Yeah, anything over those very, like, the super lowly infractions in traffic court. And, yeah, you're going to need a fairly compelling reason, most likely.
All right, next question I got here is, can you sue a veterinarian for malpractice? That's the next question I got.
Yeah, brother.
You can sue a veterinarian for negligence.
You can technically sue anyone for anything. I mean, you may not win, but that didn't stop you from suing them, man.
So you can sue a veterinarian or a lot of different people for negligence, right? That's not performing their duties up to the normal standard of care. And so if they do something wrong, you know, I've seen where some veterinarians have you sign some waivers, right? Where, you know, kind of like a doctor, you go in for a surgery, you're going to sign a waiver where any...
Well, there's risk attendant with any creature surgery, just like there are for any human surgery.
Yeah. And, you know, the law looks at dogs and cats, they're personal property, right? Mm-hmm. They're the same as a car. Are they the same as the car? Yeah, I guess they would be the same as any personal property. Yeah. So it's not a human, so it's not like a medical malpractice, but it's, you know, they screw up your dog. Now, what's the value of a dog?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've talked about that before, too.
Yeah, we talked. Yes. Have we? Are you doing another radio show?
Did we get into the conversation about if another person's dog bites you?
Yeah, we talked about dog bites for sure.
We talked about dog bites
and
the statute.
Speaking of which, man, as an aside,
yeah,
there's apparently a wild, wild pack of dogs terrorizing Barber Mill Road area of Clayton.
That's always crazy.
Did you hear that?
No, I haven't heard that.
I heard that. They're attacking. They're killing, like, other people's pets and stuff. They're at large to this day.
Now, are we sure they're dogs, or could they be coyotes?
It's a ragtag group of dogs. Like, whoever's seen them has described them. It's like six dogs, and they're all different breeds, and they're like, it's not like just all of one aggressive dog. It's like six random dogs that have just formed a gang, basically, and they're terrorizing the community.
It seems like that would be an easy enough thing to stop after the first time.
You would think so. Tell it to these dogs that are still at large, though.
So has anybody been hurt, I guess, or are they just getting
I think they're getting animals to this point, but you don't want to get rolled up on by the Sixth Street posse of dogs. You know?
That's kind of crazy, though. That should be like a anti-Disney movie, right? These dogs.
Yeah.
It's like, what was the movie where the dog and the cat and they're all friends and it's an incredible journey or something?
Homeward Bound?
Is that what it is?
Well, there's two Homeward Bounds. I could actually tell you a lot about these movies. But they run away from home. They don't run away from home. They get taken. Like,
They form a group.
They don't form a... They are in a group. They're a part of a family from the jump, Josh.
And so they yeah. Okay. Well, I was thinking about that movie, except they're not good. They're not good dogs.
So it's the opposite of Homeward Bound. They run into some rough characters in Homeward Bound, the dogs do. You never seen Homeward Bound, man?
I think I had to read the book.
I'm pretty sure you've got... I know the animals' names, but the actors... I think you got Michael J. Fox.
This is the first one.
At both of them. There's two. There's more. I know of two. You got Michael J. Fox, and I'm pretty sure you have Sally Field as the cat, Sassy.
The flying nut.
I don't know who plays Shadow. Shadow's the old, wise, golden retriever.
Does he die?
I think he's going to die, and then I think he just doesn't. Anyways, I'm going to look up who that actor is.
They usually kill
That's
off.
Very important.
They usually kill off an animal in one of those movies.
Yeah, they pretend like they're going to, and then they...
Yeah, Disney, it's usually the mother. The mother usually passes away in some form or fashion.
Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey. I didn't know it had a subtitle, but it does.
Mm.
Let's see.
Judica County Radio. Josh Whitaker, Joe Hamer, managing partners at the firm Whitaker & Hamer. The power behind this program, your law firm for life. Offices conveniently located for you in Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay, Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. Couple of ways you can get in touch with the firm if you've got any legal questions. You can certainly email the show, info@judicacounty.com. We'll answer the question on a future broadcast, info@judicacounty.com. If you need something a little bit quicker, you can always call the firm. 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Leave your contact information, briefly what the call's about, and an attorney with Whitaker and Hamer will be in touch. We've got more questions and, of course, some antics between Josh and Joe. That's all coming up in our final segment of Judica County Radio. We're back right after this.
Welcome back in to Judica County Radio. Josh Whitaker, Joe Hamer, Managing Partners, Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm. They are your hosts for this show, and the power behind the program is Whitaker and Hamer Law Firm, your law firm for life. They've got offices conveniently located for you in Raleigh, Garner, Clayton, Goldsboro, Fuquay Varina, Gastonia, and in Moorhead City. And today we have five consults when it comes to estate planning, and these are complimentary. You can call at any time and grab one. 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. We are going to wrap up the ARAG Insurance Legal Top 10, the things that issues that people are facing, but also how much it costs, and that is a national average. So some of these numbers are you know, they're up there. So the will was number one, right around $1,300 for that. Divorce in at number two, just over $2,000 for that nationally. Traffic, right around $1,000, and that was at number three. And then home sales, home closings, that was number four, in and around $2,000. And then the trust, right at $1,700, rounds out the top five. We have five remaining, Josh.
So number six on ARAG's list, ARAG's list, consumer protection debt issue. So this is like the security company won't let you break your contract, or the mechanic messed up your car, or you've engaged in a consumer transaction where you're getting the raw end of the deal. I just refer to these as kind of breach of contract cases, breach of warranty cases, things like that. So this is number six. They have seven attorney hours necessary to resolve the average consumer protection
heavy
issue, and they have the cost at $2,401. These are tricky, right? Because let's say you take your car in for repairs. The repairs are expensive, right? They cost like $3,000, let's just say, and the mechanic really didn't get to the issue, or did something wrong that creates a new issue. How much do you want to spend on an attorney to recover $3,000? You know, there are some statutes that kind of give you some leverage where you can make your damages more than they actually are. You can get attorney's fees back. But these consumer protection issues, they're tough. You know, they're tough for folks. And it's something that ARAG, a lot of legal insurance plans will cover this, which makes it a lot easier for you to get an attorney on your side in one of these things. And if they cover it, they're saying the average attorney spends 7 hours. That's a lot of time on a consumer protection issue to the average cost of $2,401 in attorney's fees. So, of course, we've all had those kind of problems.
Yeah.
Consumer protection.
And they're tough too, man, because that's a call we get, and we have to tell people a lot of time, it's not worth the money you're going to pay us. So, you know, in this scenario, legal insurance makes a lot of sense. You know, it's one huge benefit to having it.
Yeah, I had an attorney when I was younger that I really liked, that my family really trusted, and I don't remember why we were in there to see him, but he gave a big speech about throwing good money after bad money. Right, you already lost this. What are you willing to spend? What are you going to throw? What are you going to throw at this in hopes that you get it back or you get some sort of resolution? And it always resonated with me looking at, you know, attorney's fees. Look at a business decision, right? Just coming in. We'll always be honest with you. This is what it's going to cost you. This is what we can do. This is what we can't do. And it's either worth it for you or it's not. And so I've always kind of respected that. But that was consumer protection. Number seven is bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is an area where the attorneys that practice it are very specialized. And here at Whitaker and Hamer, we do not practice bankruptcy law. We work with a lot of great bankruptcy law firms with our clients, but we don't practice bankruptcy. But bankruptcy was number seven, eight attorney hours to resolve. That seems light to me at an average cost of $2,744. And so number seven was bankruptcy. Number eight is kind of like consumer protection. It's a tough area, civil damage claims. So this is kind of like, you know, my neighbor cut down my tree, right? That's a civil damage claim. Somebody hit my car. I don't have an injury, but my car's damaged. You know, I need the insurance company to pay me what I need to be paid, or they need to pay for it, or whatever. So civil damage claims, like a tree falls on your house and you have to sue your insurance company to get the coverage that you think you're entitled to. So civil damage claims, we see a lot of those. This is 10 hours. They say they usually, attorneys spend 10 hours on these type of claims to the tune of $3,430 in attorney's
fees. That's probably cheap, man. If you're litigating, usually you're talking 10 hours. It sounds like litigation, and that's at the low end of even the simplest of litigation.
Yeah, those can really add up. Number nine, they have is at property protection, which I think, you know, would include some LLC formation, some talk about trust. I think a lot of things can go under the property protection heading. They got 6 hours of attorney's time on property protection to the tune of $2,058 in attorney's fees. And lastly, they've got a category they've called child support, child alimony. So they've taken this out of the divorce heading and put child support, child custody by itself, 8 attorney hours to the tune of $2,744. So that rounds out the top 10 legal issues that ARAG, a legal insurer, sees their clients deal with.
Tell you, it's a list that, I mean, a lot of people, you don't really think about it, but these are things that could be in your future. Certainly, we hope you have legal counsel when you are going through this, and obviously you're going to seek that. There's going to be an opportunity right now to get on the calendar with Whitaker and Hamer. They have estate planning consults. There are 5 of them, and they are complimentary. You can call right now, 800-659-1186. That's 800-659-1186. Secure one of those 5 free consults. Again, estate planning, that's 800-659-1186. And you can email any question you have legally, and we'll answer it on a future program. That's info@judicacounty.com. That's info@judicacounty.com. Again, real quickly, your top 10 rundown, Josh and Joe. The will comes in at number 1. This is the ARAG insurance companies, the legal issues that people are facing, and again, average cost. Will at $1,300 at number 1. Divorce at number 2, just over $2,000. Traffic at number 3, right around $1,000. Again, national averages. Number 4 was the home sales, home closings, just over $2,000. The trust was in there, about $1,700 at number 5. Consumer protection, breach of contract, as Josh phrased it, in at number 6, right around $2,400. Bankruptcy, $2,700 at number 7. And then civil damage claims, right around $3,000. It comes in at number 8. And then property protection at number 9, $2,000. And then child support / custody at $2,700 rounds out the top 10. Whew! I need to take a knee.
Right. This is time to play the Space Jam song. Give yourself a minute to breathe.
Okay. Well, another edition of Judica County is in the books. I see Joe's already on his app for sports betting. We'll see how he does next week on the show. But anyway, have a wonderful week, guys. Another great show, and we will see you right here on the radio next week.
Judica County is hosted by attorneys licensed to practice law in North Carolina. Some of the guests appearing on this podcast may be licensed North Carolina attorneys. Discussion on this podcast is meant to be general in nature, and in no way should the discussion be interpreted as legal advice. Legal advice can only be rendered once an attorney, licensed in the state in which you live, has the opportunity to discuss the facts of your case with you. The attorneys appearing on this podcast are speaking in generalities about the law in North Carolina and how these laws affect the average North Carolinian. If you have any questions about the content of this show, you can direct such inquiry to Joshua Whitaker at jmw@mwhlaw.lawyer.